That was a wonderful dinner, wasn't it? You don't mind if I sit a little bit closer to you in our booth, do you? I want to get to know you better. There. This is more cozy, don't you think? You don't mind if I put my hand on your thigh in this restaurant, do you? I think first dates should be more intimate than just talking across the dinner table. I'm just going to pet you a little bit. You look nervous. Don't be nervous. I would never be mean to my little pet. Would you like to be my pet? I think you would. I can feel your penis start to harden in your pants. I'm just going to pet up and down over your pants, right there. That feels good, doesn't it, dear? Yes, it does. And you are getting very hard. Good boy. I do so love it when my boys get hard for me in public. Oh, does that make you a little nervous? No one can see that my hand is petting you, dear. The tablecloth prevents anyone from seeing what's going on down there. I think it's time I got to know you better. I'm just going to unzip these pants of yours. Be still. Don't be nervous. It's okay, dear. It's okay. Just sit still for me, honey. There we go. Doesn't that feel nice to have my soft, warm hand glide over your hard penis? Oh, I know it does. I'm just going to glide my hand back and forth, back and forth. Yes, doesn't that feel nice, dear? I can feel your penis getting harder in my hand. Good boy. I think you are doing very well on your first date with me. You see, I've always felt that the best way to truly get to know a man is to place the most vulnerable and sensitive part of his body in my hands and see how he reacts when I pet him and stroke him and milk him. You learn so much about a man when you do that. It's also important to me that you learn who is in control. I am in control, dear. In order for this relationship to work, you have to follow my commands. You have to be submissive to me. Do you think you can do that? You're not sure? Well, I think we will find out. Men far tougher than you have melted from my stroking. They try to be all stoic and resist me, but in the end, I just milk everything out of them, and I make them come so hard. It reduces men into helpless, pleading babies in my hands. Would you like to be my baby, dear? Oh, I can see you're scared. No reason to be scared, honey. I'm just going to make you feel so good. What's this? I can feel a little pre-cum has seeped out of you. I'm going to bring my hand to my mouth to taste it. You taste good, honey. It's very important to me that my boys taste good. You see, the best way to make a man your slave is to suck everything out of his balls. And if you take a look at my huge, thick lips, I think you can imagine what they can do for you. But we won't do that now, honey. Not on our first date, at least. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Stroking up and down. Up and down. Your breathing is getting rather stuttered, isn't it? It's hard to concentrate when you're getting milked by my fist, isn't it? Wouldn't it be wonderful if this feeling could last forever? You would do anything for that, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. It's so hypnotizing, isn't it? Just feeling my milking grip stroke up and down and up and down. Good boy. I can feel you starting to submit. That's a good boy. A very good boy. There we go. Now you really are squirming and whimpering underneath my milking fist. Don't try to get away. Don't try to get up. I've got my other hand wrapped tightly around your balls. You cannot get up and get away, dear. You're just going to have to sit there and take it. I can just feel your helpless penis quivering and throbbing in my hands. I'm going to make you come, honey. I'm going to make you shoot your sperm all underneath this dinner table. And you can't stop it, baby. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Listen to me, my pet. Listen to me and obey me. Shoot. 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 Good boy. Shoot. Keep shooting out, baby. Shoot. That's right. Keep shooting, honey. Shoot. 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 Good boy. I could hear all that thumping under the table as your semen just shot against it over and over. Good boy. And I did so love to hear your high-pitched whimpers and yelps with every rope of semen that blasted out of your poor little penis. I have to say, you made quite a scene. Quite a few of the other diners were watching you when you came so hard for my milking. Look around. Do you see? Do you see all the other beautiful women with their dates at the other tables? And look at their dates looking around nervously, just like you. That's not a coincidence, honey. They are just like you. They are learning their place. Every woman is sitting nice and close to their pets and are petting them just like I'm petting you, dear. Do you see? Look at that beautiful redhead in the corner there. She's stroking her boys so fast right now, just like I was doing to you. Look at the helpless look on his face. He's going to come so hard, just like you came. You can hear him whimpering and breathing so fast, can't you? And there he goes, baby. Look at him shake in his booth. He's coming so hard underneath that table. She's doing a very good job of milking him. And you can see how her mouth is right by his ear, commanding him to shoot. And he's shooting. Oh, yes, he is. Aw, such helpless whimpering out of you. Is your little penis sensitive, honey? Aw, so sensitive after coming so hard. Poor baby. Well, I'm not going to stop, honey. Making you submissive is about completely draining those balls of yours. And it always takes more than one orgasm, baby. It always takes more. For example, look at that lovely brunette to our right. She's already gotten her boy to come twice, and she's still stroking him. Listen to him. You can hear he's weeping. And he looked like such a big, tough guy when she came into the restaurant with him. He's not so tough anymore, is he? Now he's just crying and weeping like a little baby while she still milks him over and over. Oh, can you imagine? Well, you don't have to imagine, honey, because that's what I'm going to do to you. Just make you my helpless little baby. That's right, precious. That's right. Aw, stop that carrying on, honey. I've got you. I've got you in my hands, honey. My right hand is slowly and methodically pumping up and down and up and down. down, and my left hand is squeezing and petting your balls. Shh. Oh, I can feel those little balls of yours try to pull up into your body and hide from me. There's no hiding from me, honey. Your balls can try to shrink away, but I just pull them back out again. And I stroke them and pet them, and I can feel the semen that's still in them. It's all mine, honey. It's all mine. Well, the restaurant has gotten rather loud lately, hasn't it? So many screaming, whimpering, and pleading boys. I do love to hear the sounds in this restaurant when all the boys have been milked at least once. And they've gotten so helpless, just like you. And they plead and they beg, just like you. Oh, poor baby, my poor little baby. Do you wish it would stop? Do you wish it was over? Do you? Oh, I know, little one. But it's just something we have to do. Yes, it is, dear. Men need to learn their place. Men need to know that they're just helpless babies before women. You feel that, don't you? You feel helpless in my hands, don't you, little one? Yes, I know. Good boy. You're my good boy. You know that? Yes, you are. Aw, my baby has tears flowing down his cheeks. Good boy. Let me kiss those precious tears off your cheeks, baby. There. Look around the room, honey. Do you see that some boys are still being milked? But look, other boys are nursing on their mommy's breasts. Look how comforting that looks, honey. Would you like to nurse in my big breasts after I've made you scream and shoot every last drop out of your balls? Would you like that, honey? I'll do that for you, honey. And it will help make you feel nice and submissive to me, the way a boy should feel. It will be so comforting to have a pacifier in your mouth after all that screaming and wailing, won't it? Yes, it will. Speaking of which, that's right, honey. Oh, I know, it's so intense. Your little balls are drawing back into your body. They are getting ready to shoot that final load out of them. You can't stop it, honey. It's gonna come. You are gonna come, baby. Yes, you are. And if you thought your first orgasm was intense, it is nothing like what I'm going to milk out of you now. You are going to be screaming and shooting for at least a minute while I pump that cock of yours over and over and over again. And when you think there's nothing left in your balls, I'm going to squeeze them and jerk you mercilessly. And you'll just keep coming and coming and coming. Yes, you are, baby. Oh, you're so precious when you beg me. I love having boys beg me. Go ahead and beg, baby. Go ahead. Oh, so precious. Such a precious little boy. Such a good boy. That's right. You are a good boy. I'm very proud of you, honey. Very proud of how you're reacting to your first milking. Okay, honey. It's time. Oh, I know it's scary. I know you're so scared. But it's time, honey. It's time for you to calm. That's right. Listen to me, honey. Listen. Come. 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 Oh, I know. It's not stopping, is it? You're coming so hard. Good boy. Good boy. Come. Come. Keep screaming and shooting, honey. Keep screaming and shooting. Good boy. That's my good boy. Keep coming. Keep coming. That's it. That's it. That's it. Very good boy. There we go. All done, baby. Oh, you're just beside yourself, aren't you? You can't believe what's happened to you. It's just too much to process, isn't it? Here, honey, you can suckle. I know you want to suckle. Go ahead, that's right. Just take nice long sucks at my nipple and calm down. That's right. Shh. Good boy. Just go to sleep, baby. I've decided I'm going to keep you. Isn't that nice? When you wake up, you will be in my house where I will have lots of fun with you over and over every day. That's right. Just fall asleep, honey. I own you now.